Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said the White House's response to a drone attack which killed three American troops in Jordan could take a number of forms and be sustained. Washington has blamed Sunday's attack on Iranian-backed militias. Tom Bateman reports.
As the Pentagon revised up the number of personnel injured in the attack to more than 40, the administration faced exactly the scenario it had been desperately trying to avoid. An escalation in the region, killing and seriously wounding US forces, prompting it to strike back. The administration still has to deter Iran-backed militias in Iraq and Syria without drawing Tehran into a wider flare-up. The strategy thus far of retaliating against local militias has not stopped the strikes. Now Mr. Biden could go after members of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, many of whom are based in Syria and Iraq.
Mr. Blinken also expressed hope for a fresh deal on the release of more Israeli hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. He described a proposal on the table following talks in Paris as strong and compelling. Mr. Blinken also touched on allegations that staff at the UN's Agency for Palestinian Refugees were involved in the 7th of October attacks.
We're going to be looking very hard at the steps that UNRWA takes to make sure that this is fully and thoroughly investigated, that there's clear accountability, and that as necessary, measures are put in place so that this doesn't happen again.
The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court has said humanity will again fail the people of Darfur if allegations of war crimes in the Sudanese region are not investigated and prosecuted. Karim Khan told the UN Security Council it was his clear assessment that both the army and rival paramilitary were carrying out crimes, and his investigations would center on the city of Al-Junaina, where non-Arab people have reportedly been raped and killed. Mr. Khan said his work was being hampered by the army. The tech billionaire Elon Musk says his Neuralink company has successfully implanted one of its wireless brain chips in a human for the first time. It's hoped it will be an interface with the brain and will allow people paralysed in all four limbs to control devices with their thoughts. Tom Bailey reports.
Posting on his social media platform X, Elon Musk said the patient was reported to be recovering well from Sunday's operation and that initial results had detected promising neuron spikes or nerve impulses. Neuralink has been attempting to create a new way to allow computers to communicate directly with the human brain, with the ultimate target of tackling complex neurological conditions which have so far proved beyond the capability of medical intervention. These range from paralysis and blindness to depression and schizophrenia.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The Nigerian Foreign Ministry has accused Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger of not acting in good faith with their joint decision to quit the Economic Community of West African States. The country is already suspended from the regional bloc because of recent coups, said on Sunday they were leaving because of sanctions imposed by the grouping. There's growing international concern about the whereabouts of the prominent Russian opposition figure Vladimir Kara-Murza. It was after it emerged he'd been removed from a prison in Siberia. Inquiries to the penal colony in Omsk, where he was incarcerated, received responses saying he was no longer there. His wife, Yevgenia, said there were no grounds for his transfer and noted that her husband was in the hands of people who'd already tried to kill him twice. Albania's constitutional court has approved a controversial deal with Italy to host two centres near the Albanian port of Shangin for migrants rescued in Italian waters. It follows a legal challenge from the opposition. The opposition says the measure will have little impact on immigration numbers. Here's Guy Delaunay.
The Constitutional Court ruled that the deal with Italy was in line with Albanian laws. It can now move forward to ratification in the National Assembly, where Prime Minister Edi Rama's Socialist Party holds an unassailable majority. Once the formalities are completed, Albania could start hosting people who've applied for asylum in Italy. Under the deal between the two countries, Italy would build facilities in Albania. Thousands of people would stay there while their asylum claims were processed. Rights organisation Amnesty has called the arrangement illegal and unworkable.
The decision comes days after Italian MPs voted in favour of the agreement. At football's Africa Cup of Nations, the hosts Ivory Coast are through to the quarterfinals after beating the defending champion Senegal in their last 16 clash. The match was decided by a penalty shootout after the game ended 1-1 after extra time. BBC News.